Harper Audio presents Queen of Bebop, The Musical Lives of Sarah Vaughan by Elaine M. Hayes, read by Allison Johnson. Yes, she was divine, the true origins of that word, to see the future, which is what Sassy was singing. For the diggers, Sassy's voice was an instrument expressing the exact sensuousness of our hearts. How fantastic that was. How she swooped and bent the beauty of it, ascending like our hopeful vision, the emotional touching of our would-be rationalized reflections, what we had picked up trying to dig the world. Amiri Baraka. Sassy was definitely not the Avon lady. Prologue. Sarah Vaughan was my crossover moment. As a classical pianist and violist, then aspiring music historian, I never listened to jazz, or much popular music either, until I discovered Sarah in 1994, thanks to a college roommate. We listened to her often as we chatted, played cribbage, cooked, and cleaned our apartment, and while I don't remember the rules of cribbage, I do remember my first impressions of Vaughan's voice. Like so many before me, I was drawn to its sheer beauty. Her tone was exquisite, full and rich like velvet or oozing honey, yet agile and supple, almost light as air. The classical musician in me appreciated her impeccable pitch and time as she tossed off one virtuosic passage after another. And she was a true contralto, able to jump, glide, and swoop between notes at the top and bottom of her 4-octave range, all with a stunning precision and ease. But she was more than an amazing voice. I was equally captivated by her musical mind. How she